Blog Talk Radio.
Safely stash all weed and blunts.
Is there anyone here?
What you talking about? What you talking about? What you talking about? Hey, 100, spit it out your mouth. What you talking about? What you talking about? What you talking about? Keep it 100, spit it out your mouth.
Yeah, welcome everybody to the show, you dig. And like I always do about this time, I'm reloaded! Who the hell been messing with my damn attack signal? Hold on a second. Yeah, somebody's been messing with that. Okay. Oh, yeah. Welcome to the show. 347-934-0966, that's the number to dial to the show. 347-934-0966, that's the number to dial to the show. K100 Internet Radio, you dig? I'm your host, Blizz, and welcome, everybody. Got one of my favorite subjects I'm going to talk about tonight. And it's not really a subject per se, but I got one of my favorite things that I like to do that I'm talking about tonight. Of course, my top favorite thing I like to do. Well, who doesn't like that? Right? Who doesn't like that? You feel me? But in my top, I'd say 10 things I like to do in life. You know, after hanging out with good friends and partying, kicking it with my kids, you know, sex. Making music, besides the things that really, really, really compose the man that I am, the person that I am, watching sports, you know what I'm saying? But in that top 10, I got to put dealing with Facebook. Because I'm easily, and admittedly, a Facebook junkie, all right? So tonight's show, it's going to be all about Facebook. And you know why? You know why it's so, it's all good that I can do a show, a whole show about Facebook on my internet radio show, K100. By the way, www.blogtalkradio.com/K-100. That's the official site for the show. That's what you can listen to me live on the internet every Monday through Thursdays, 8 to 10 p.m., except next week, spring break, taking the kids out of town. Deuces. Won't be around for y'all next week. Y'all got to find something to do for them from 8 to 10. Watch a little TV. Catch up on your Grey's Anatomy or whatever the fuck it is you watch. I don't know. Won't be here next week. But I'll be back the week after that. Right? Me and the kids, we're gonna do some stuff. We're going to do some big things. We got big things popping. But anyway, www.blogtalkradio.com/K-100. All right? Oh, yeah, I'm an involved father, aren't you? That's for you if you're not. Anyway, but I love to deal with Facebook. I love to talk shit on Facebook. I love connecting with new people on Facebook, reconnecting with old people on Facebook. You know what I'm saying? That I haven't seen in a long time, finding new friends from high school or whatever past venture in my life, old people I did music with, people I was in the military with. You know what I'm saying? Family members I haven't seen since I was 10, 12 years old. Love that concept. Love everything about it when that happens. Love just reconnecting on it. That's one of my favorite things about it, the reconnection factor, because so many people are on it. So many people have heard about it. You're right. Even people who don't even use internet hardly ever may have one little Facebook page, even though they only check it every 6 months. They own it. You feel me? So Facebook, and like I said, the reason I can talk about a whole 2-hour show on Facebook on my show is because my show started on Facebook as a Facebook group. right? K100 was just a group on Facebook. That's all it was at first. Keep it 100, the group, K100. All right? Say the shit other people are scared to say. That was the name of the group. That still is the name of the group if you look for it on Facebook. And it was about 100 or so people in there, and we just talked shit. We just said the shit that sometimes you don't want to say on your main news feed because you may have your mom and them as your friend or whatever, or your pastor or some shit. Because I created a little group where you could just say whatever the fuck you wanted to say, and now look what's happened from that right there. And that's the root for the show. That's how this show started. That's how K100 Internet Radio even conceptualized. I talked so much shit in the group that people said, man, you need your own damn talk show. Here we are. That's it. It's really nothing. There is really no real big backdrop to how it all started. That's how it started. It started as a group on Facebook that you could talk shit and be yourself in. That was private. You had to be put in there by somebody else. All right? It was kind of an open group, but you had to be put in there by somebody else. We had rules and regulations like we do here, just like in Keep It 100, the group. K100 Radio is. The only rule we have is Keep It 100. If not, out come the guns. And I kill you on the air. It's not literal. It's just figurative. But that's how it started. So I pay homage to Facebook. Because without Facebook, there would be no K100 Radio. It's just that simple. All right? All of the banter that I talked about on K100, K100, the Facebook page, transcended over into this radio show. It gave me, it let 100 other people say, you're so insightful. What you say is really so true and so raw and uncut. I'd love to hear you say it. And I'd love to not have to type 100 fucking words every time I want to respond to that shit you're saying. And here we have it. So, episode 183. Facebook. But before I go on, let me goddamn break a couple things down to you. We're on MySpace. And of course, obviously, we're on Facebook. MySpace.com/K100Radio. Facebook.com/K100Radio. We're also in iTunes, in the iTunes store up under the podcast section. If you know about iTunes, if you use the software, if you use the portable devices from Apple, the iPod, the iPad, the whatever you got going on, the iPhone, all that shit, go to iTunes, go up under the homepage, up under the podcast section, type in K100, the letter K, the number 100. When you see the middle finger, that's us. All right? That's us when you see the middle finger. All right? When you do that, it's totally free. Once again, totally free. Doesn't cost you a dime to do this. It takes about a second to find us, another second to subscribe. And what that does is every time you launch the iTunes application, you can go in there and set it to, you know, in your podcast settings, in your iTunes settings. Every time you plug up your portable device, like your MP3 player or whatever, or launch iTunes, you can set it to it downloads every episode of K100. The ones you missed, even the ones that you heard, you can set it up. All right? You can stream and listen to them live on the site, or you can you can't. You can't do that there. You can only do that at Blog Talk Radio. But you can download them, and they don't weigh a lot. They're about 19 megabytes each one because the show is broadcast in mono over the internet. It's all internet radio is broadcast over the waves as mono, unless you got a lot of money. It's only a couple of them that come through stereo. But all of them are mono, so the files aren't as big as you would think. They're not going to be 50 megabytes for each one or whatever. And if it's taking you long to download that, you really need a serious upgrade. So be there as me. Facebook.com/K100Radio. MySpace.com/K100Radio. iTunes in the iTunes store. The email address for the show is K100Radio@gmail.com. Once again, K100Radio@gmail.com. All right? That's the official email for the show. And that's also where if you're an artist or you know anyone that's an artist, all right? If you're an artist or you know anyone that's an artist, that's where you want to send your music in to get it on K100 Internet Radio. I got two songs loaded up today, but I don't think I'm going to play them because the artists are not showing, they're not following directions, all right? Artists. Once again, artists, if you want to get your music played on K100 Radio, you must, in fact, promote K100 Radio. You need a Facebook, you need a MySpace, you need a Twitter. And if you don't have that and you're an artist, You're not even really fucking serious, so why am I playing your shit? Alright? I don't want to hear that shit. I'm in the streets with a shawty. Shut the fuck up. Idiot. You can reach way more people with far less time and money on the internet. If you're an independent artist of any kind and you're not on your internet game, you are a fucking loser. I don't care if you have to pay someone to do the internet shit for you. You need an internet presence. Idiot. Tired of telling you. I'm tired of, you know, all this free information I give. I'm going to start charging you motherfuckers. I'm going to start charging you artist consulting fees every time I say some shit that makes perfect fucking sense that you should already know on K100 Internet Radio. All right, anyway, moving right along. K100radio@gmail.com. Artists, send me your music. Make sure it's good quality. Make sure the music is banging. Make sure it doesn't sound like you recorded it with your motherfucking cell phone and somebody beatboxing in your motherfucking bathroom. If it sounds like pure shit, everyone knows what they do with their shit. All right? I know too many people who playing their shit unless you except a little fucking baby. They don't know no better. All right? Point is, don't send me anything that's so fucking whack that it's going to make people hang up when I play it. Because I'm not going to play it. All right? I'm not going to risk my show playing your whack-ass fucking music because this is an FM radio, all right? I need all my listeners. So I can't be making people say, man, that shit was so whack. I hung up or I logged off because they couldn't even stand them 3 minutes of your shit. Oh, not going to happen. I'm not saying you got to rap the best. You just need to have good quality shit. I may not even really like your song per se, but if it's recorded with good quality and it's not sounding all fucked up and distorted, I'll play it even if I really don't like it. Once again, I only play independent artists. I only play independent artists on my show. I don't play the big name cats because I can't get the big name cats to call in. Hell, I can't even get these indies to call in, which is why half of y'all shit don't get played. What the fuck you think this is? A free handout? I'm just playing your shit. No, this is Talk/Music Radio. Talk bass first, music second. By the way, my name is Blizzard, in case you didn't know that. I'm the CEO of Chainless Entertainment. I'm also an artist and a producer myself. But that being said, I've got hundreds of songs myself for me and my camp that I can play over and over again that never gets old. Since I don't play music all the time on the show, I play about 2 songs per show. I don't have a shortage of music to play over here. Okay, 100. Okay? All right? So, if you don't follow the instructions, I'm not playing your shit, man. Stop emailing me, inboxing me on Facebook, hitting me up like, yo, Blizzard, what's good, man? What's good? Yo, I sent you some music. That's what's up. Yo, did you go post the link up at Facebook and MySpace and Twitter? Oh, yeah, I got you. I go to your Facebook, your MySpace, your Twitter. No mentions, no posts, no links, no play. And it's just that fucking simple, shawty. Moving right along. Episode 183. I went through a whole bottle of Goose myself this week. A whole bottle of Goose yourself this week. This is my last drink of it. Whole bottle of Goose myself this week just doing this damn show. But I'm not an alcoholic. Pump your brakes. I'm not an alcoholic. Contrary to popular belief. Episode 183. Facebook. 347-934-0966. That's the number to dial into the show. 347-934-0966. That's the number to dial into the show. I'm going to go ahead and read the synopsis of the show. Everybody on the phone lines, welcome. All right. For those of you who may be the first time dialing into the show, I do a synopsis. I do a breakdown of each one of my episodes about what I'm going to be talking about. If you go to www.blogtalkradio.com/K-100, you can find a breakdown, basically a summation, a synopsis, if you will, a monologue, or whatever you want to call it, an intro about what I'm going to be talking about for each episode. So when you go to the show, you can pretty much get the gist of it by the name of the show. I mean, sometimes I put some slick shit as the name, and then you got to read a little bit to get it. But for the most part, you can read the name of the show, and I stay on point. I stay on task all the way up until maybe that third hour. Then sometimes on some of the episodes in the third hour, if I run into a third hour, I'm only scheduled for 2, but I can run for 3 if I want. If I run for 3, it's because I got a lot of people on the line, and we're going to still talk about the same thing. Times it tends to get nasty. Sometimes I say, like, what do y'all want to talk about? And 90% of the time when I say, what do y'all want to talk about? It's what can I say? K100 has some freaks. But be that as it may, here it is, the intro to breakdown for 183. Look, and I'm reading now. Takes about 2 minutes, and then we'll open up the phone lines. There have been all kinds of websites since the internet exploded in the early 90s. I mean, you got eBay, MySpace, YouTube, even Twitter. They were all game changers in their own right, all right? eBay made it easy to sell some shit that you had that you in your fucking garage and make money. MySpace was the original version of true social networking, and you know it was the precursor to Facebook. All right, a lot of things about MySpace you can find on Facebook, but it's different. From an artist standpoint, from a musical standpoint, which is very important in my life as an artist and a producer and all that, MySpace is the originator of internet promotion, social networking, really the one that set the bar for it. Make it easy, make it free, make it work. Got to give it up to MySpace for that if you're an artist. But nana, they're second rate. YouTube, all right? YouTube killed a whole bunch of shit. It totally killed. I can't even tell you how many things YouTube killed. YouTube killed the media in a lot of ways. Killed a couple of newspapers, made stars of idiots, a lot of things, you know what I'm saying? You know, as an artist, you know, help you get your video out there. Now, if you got a video, you don't fucking need BET for people to see it. Fuck BET anyway, by the way, and MTV. Both of them suck. So, you don't need those bastards anymore. That's why nobody watches that shit unless you're like 16 and pregnant. And if you like that, get off my fucking phone lines and hang up because you probably don't want to talk to me and you're probably an idiot. So, anyway. And if you really love Jersey Shore, feel free to log off. And Twitter. Twitter just has the major drawback of 165 words per thing. But that's what it was meant for, short, quick messages, short, quick rants. It's cool. Does this thing. I really didn't think that would blow up like it did, but it has. It changed the game a little bit because now Twitter's so easy to follow and, you know what I'm saying, so many people use it that, you know, it can catch you up and shit like that. So all these things were game changers. I'm just naming a few now. Not to mention the original email sites like Yahoo, AOL, and all those guys. They basically killed newspapers and magazines. I have been internet savvy. If you know me, I've been internet savvy since it really popped off in the 90s, all right? I've been up on the internet. I saw the potential in it. I saw it as a tool. I was, even as an artist, I was still using Napster and shit, getting new files, and I was torrenting, and I've been using the internet since it really popped off. I've never been clueless to the internet before it really gained mainstream popularity. I was up on it because I was an artist, and there were a lot of things on the internet that I was finding and using information and stuff like that as an artist. So I was up on it more than the average way long time ago. So there's nothing new to me with the internet. But I haven't seen anything that has the stranglehold that Facebook has on more people right about now. Facebook is the idea of a decade by far. If you ask anybody in the last decade, what's the most brilliant shit that ever could have popped off? What's the shit that you just was like, wow, look at it now. 10 years ago from now, it's Facebook, hands bar none. YouTube is still like, wow, but Facebook is like, holy shit. Because even with Facebook, YouTube is super duper popular because of Facebook. Because it's so easy to share YouTube material on Facebook, all right? That's why everything that you go to now has a Facebook share button. Everything don't have a YouTube share button, but a show as fuck got a fucking Facebook share button. Better believe it. And you ain't talking about shit. Your site is not complete if you don't have that little button that you can share it on Facebook. Kill your developer. And it is what it is. The idea of a decade, of a generation, if you want to ask me. But outside of just the internet in general. It's the creator, Mark Zuckerberg. He's one of the youngest billionaires on the planet because of this idea. It's ridiculously simple and addictive. And to top it all off, the best thing about Facebook, the number one thing about Facebook is this shit is free. Nothing, and I mean absolutely fucking nothing else in this world that so many people use so frequently is free. Nothing. Your phone, your cell phone, your TV, your car. Your fucking clothes, your water, none of that is free. You pay for all that. Facebook, you pay nothing. You pay for the internet, which enables you to lose all kind of everything on it. But you don't pay to log on to Facebook. As much as many people use it, imagine if he just charged a dollar a month. How much more money he'd have a month? A dollar a month. Dollar a month. Imagine it. He'd be a billionaire before he even gets any ad revenue, because there are close to a billion people, you know, on Facebook. So in about 2-3 years, you'd be a billionaire if he just charged $1 per fucking month. If you can't understand the if you can't understand that, your whole perspective is whack. Nothing else for free is more used by people. It's just not. I'm an admitted Facebook junkie. That's me. There's no shame in my game, but there are multiple reasons why I'm a Facebook junkie. It's not just to be playing. It's not to play games. I don't even play any games on Facebook at all. Not one single game. I mean, not one. I don't do any of them. So I spend 0 minutes of my day on Facebook, or my Facebook time, on games. But it's like saying that to say that you be on Facebook too much, or what? When people say that, I'm like, how many hours a day do you watch TV? How much outside of work? What else do you do? Even if it's watching the news or whatever it is that you do, all right, that's not generating some income for you or something like that, right there. I can say the same thing about that. So I don't really get into it when people say you be on Facebook too much. What the fuck is too much? And first of all, Facebook is actually netting a profit for me personally, because I use Facebook to promote my music. And when people, if one person sees a Facebook post by me and buys my music because of that post, or they would have never heard of me until they saw me on Facebook, and I sell one CD, that's $5. That's more than I ever gave Facebook. That's $5 more than Facebook has ever gotten from me. So, for the people who say you be on Facebook too much, motherfucker, you watch TV too much. You drink too much. What the fuck ever it is you do too much, I don't give a fuck. Take your pick. All right? Now, of course, there are those that misuse the site to turn it into a relationship-destroying missile. Or a platform to spew BS agendas and information like glow-in-the-dark shoes. But hey, nothing's perfect. It's going to be flaws and everything. Your personal information is all over the world to see, because Facebook, you can privatize it to a certain extent, but there is the ramifications of being on some shit free. The bills got to be paid. So all these advertisers that you see on here that's paying all this money to Facebook, they're paying because they know you're here and they want your information and they want to see you and talk to you and they want to know about you. So you do, because it is a public domain now. All right. That's the number one drawback, I would say, to it. It's the number one drawback, but I give that up in order to connect and do the networking that I do want it. I give that up because, I mean, at this juncture in my life right now, I'm not doing anything that could really cause me that I need to be hiding anyway. So what the fuck, it doesn't matter. All right, so nothing's perfect. There are numerous reasons why people use Facebook, like I said, promoting something, keeping in touch, playing games, passing time, whatever. And as much as some people criticize Facebook, and this is what kills me, they criticize it while at the same time posting on Facebook about how bad it is. You're a fucking idiot. You hate Facebook so much, but you're motherfucking posting about how bad Facebook is. Bitch, you on Facebook, you stupid fucker. You're a dumb motherfucker. You posted on Facebook about how Facebook is fucked up. Once again. So, you cannot deny the genius and the convenience of it. Here are the questions for episode 181. How do you feel about Facebook in general? Would you say that you're a Facebook junkie? Question number two. Would you say that you're a Facebook junkie? And why do you mostly use Facebook? That's a compound question. Would you say that you're a Facebook junkie, and why do you mostly use Facebook? Question number three, what is the best and worst part about Facebook to you? All right? Like I said, the best part about this motherfucking shit is it's free. Free. Totally free. No one pays for this service. You don't pay for the mobile app. You don't pay for the mobile site. You pay for your phone bill. You pay for some apps. But the Facebook app is free. The mobile site is free to use, even on the go. You don't pay for it on your computer either. You just got to pay for your internet service. So the number one thing about Facebook, the best thing about it is it's free. So even if you hate it, you can still, even if you don't like it, you tried it out and you're like, fuck, this shit is whack. You didn't pay for it, it didn't cost you nothing. You tried it out and now you're throwing like face, and call you know, you're doing the face crack right now. Like I'm on the face crack bad. Still free. Still not costing me anything but time. Which most of the time for me is productive time. Alright? The worst part about it is, like I said, to me, you're giving up a certain amount of privacy when you post on Facebook. You can set your privacy settings as much as you want to, but at the end of the day, this shit still can be accessed. Your shit can still can be accessed. Alright? I know a lot of people can call up here tonight and be like, it's so much drama. It's so much drama. I can't stand the drama. Well, A, you can log the fuck off. B, you can delete the people who always doing the drama. Probably your stupid ass. You feel me? Alright. Question number four. If you could change one thing about Facebook, what would it be? I'm going to give you the ultimate answer to that right now. And most people are going to bite my answer tonight. But it's cool. The number one thing I would change about Facebook is I would install the dislike button. I don't know why the fuck they won't do it. There's a lot of other things about Facebook I don't like. I would stop fucking with the shit. Stop changing shit. If people aren't complaining about the shit, why are you changing shit? I hate when people try to reinvent the wheel. If it's fucking working, leave it alone. But they always tinkering with the site. That's the number two thing I hate. They keep tinkering with the site and changing shit. Now instead of being able to send out all my invites to check out the show, I gotta go through and click 700 fucking people one by one. You fucking idiots. You assholes. If people don't want to get my group invite, all they gotta do is block all events from me. You don't have to make it difficult for me to invite people. You fucking morons. But I love you, Facebook. Question number four, if you could change one thing about Facebook, what would it be? Question number five, would you be upset if Facebook shut down? Would you be upset if Facebook shut down? I wouldn't cry about it, but I'd be mad, all right? Question number six, have you ever had any real drama come from Facebook? Oh, me, oh, my. This is the one everybody wants to bitch complain about. Everybody wants to talking about. Question number damn six. This is the one that everybody's going to waste 5 or 10 minutes on my show tonight. The other questions people might, you know, quickly answer. Question number six. This is the one everybody's going to talk about. Oh, man, let me tell you about this, son. Let me tell you about this. I'm waiting. Let's get it. 347-934-0966. That's the number to dial into the show. 347-934-0966. That's the number to dial into the show. All right. I'm going to go to my phone lines. If you're on the phone lines, make sure you hit the number one. For those of you who've never called my show before for the first time, I see a couple of unfamiliar numbers. If you guys are calling for the first time, make sure you hit the number one on your keypad. I don't answer the phone line to people who don't do that. There's a separate thing that pops up. That lets me know that you want to talk. If not, I assume that you just want to check out the show, which is cool with me. I got no problem with that. But I'd like to hear your feedback about the subject. But if not, I just won't answer your phone line. So I got a couple people on the phone lines, but only two people are actually raising their hand, which is what I call it. When you hit number one, there's a little hand that pops up like, you want to talk? Hey, how you doing? Yeah, that's what it looks like on my computer screen or my switchboard. So make sure you hit the number one if you want to talk to me, all right? First up on the line, we got my homie Billy Bad Phoenix. What's happening, homie?
What's going on? What it do, homie?
What it do, homie? Thanks for calling the show. Once again, the number 347-934-0966. 347-934-0966. All right, that's the number. So, homie, Facebook, what you think about it in general?
Love it, man. I think that's like probably like the best thing that Mark ever created.
Well, what else did he create besides it? What else did he invent besides it?
You seen the movie? Well, like you seen the movie, right? On how
what he's known for, like what else? This is it. This is the culmination of his life's work. Facebook. You feel what I'm saying?
Well, yeah.
So when you say Mark, he created something else. I don't Nobody gives a shit about what else he created. We know he created Facebook. You know what I'm saying? I did see the Social Network, movie, which was excellent to me, by the way.
Yeah,
I liked it. Didn't know the dude from Napster was so involved in this shit, but I knew it was something. I knew there was no way this fucking shit took off that quick, that fast, without the help of somebody that was already in the internet business. I knew it. I don't know if because with me being in the music industry, I don't give a fuck. You're going to have to, in order for you to take off, you will have to get somebody that's already in the game has to grab your hand and say, come on, let's go, and then bring in their connections and money. That's what happened. That's what I didn't know. I always was curious, how the fuck did this shit go from 2005 to what it was? Because I remember when it first came out to the juggernaut it is right now, not even 6 years later. No, that's never been done in the internet world. Not that big, not that fast. And I always wondered how it happened. And once I saw the movie, I was like, there's a connection I didn't know about behind the scenes. The dude from Napster. He had all the internet connections. He had all the money and clout. He had all the links and the ties in. You feel what I'm saying?
The experience, that took it to the know-how.
Yes, the know-how and also all the connections overseas, which made it a global phenomenon, not just American. You feel what I'm saying?
Yep.
That was the key. That's what I learned out of the movie was good and everything, but what I learned to why this fucking Facebook shit is a global phenomenon, to why it's the same way it is over here in America, that is like that in Japan, London, Australia, Canada, South America. Every fucking major country has face crack. Every single one. And it's popular as fuck in every country. This is the only site that's the number one popular site in that many countries. The only one. You may have MySpace who was doing good in the UK you know what I'm saying? But this shit is like fucking Google. Like, everybody uses it. You know what I'm saying? Everybody uses it. I think Google might be the only other thing that's actually that big and that highly used that's free. Google. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Google might be the only thing that really could. But Google doesn't offer half as many services, and it's just simply not that fun. It's not as interactive and social. It's not Facebook, but it is the only other thing I can think of on the net that's free that many people use. All right? So let me go ahead and go to the next question. So you basically, in general, your first your answer to the first question is you love it. You love Facebook, right?
Hell yeah.
All right. Now, would you say that you're a Facebook junkie? And why do you mostly use Facebook?
Oh, wholeheartedly. I done posted on the status that I'm a Facebook junkie. I can... Shoot, you ain't alone, homie. I am a Facebook junkie, dog, to the heart.
So why do you
mostly use it? Well, for many reasons. Number one, to vent. Number two, to see what everybody up to, see what everybody doing, see any pics posting up. Some be like, you know, why the fuck do you post that? You know, things like that. So, or, you know, just to do a bunch of stuff on there, you know. Mainly, just post statuses, vent about my job, vent about this chick, or vent about this person who's probably my friend but stabbed me in the back. All this stuff, man.
So you use it as a coping method, as a way to vent, as a way to get shit off your chest when you have no one to talk to about it.
Yep.
So when you say that, do you realize that everybody on your friends list can see it? How selective you about your how selective are you about your friends list on Facebook? This is another question. I got other questions that are going to come up during the course of the show. How selective are you about your friends list? Like, do you add anybody that wants to be your friend? Do you have to know them? Do you go out and add random people who you don't even really know?
I don't. What I do, basically, I look on their profile and I just see, like, okay, you know, they seem like they're cool people. I add you, you know, and then see where it goes from there. I feel like it's over maybe a third of my friends list don't talk to me. They probably just add me just for the sake of adding me, and probably like vice versa. You know, but I add you if you cool people and I want to say what's up to you and become a friend, you know, like really a friend and have that purpose of being a friend, then yeah, I would holler at you. But if you ain't talking to me in months and you just still on my friends list, okay, you just still there. You know?
Right, right. And they got the new thing on Facebook where they stopped putting up the news feed for people who you don't talk to anymore. You know what I'm saying? To cut down on the data. You know what I'm saying? On the data that's, you know, that's probably their way of cutting down. Because, you know, all this, you know, the servers will fill up. The technical side of the shit is all this shit is bouncing off servers at you can't even imagine the technology behind it if you really, unless you kind of sort of know about it. But, you know, they can cut down on their server time and their server, you know, their server transactions and stuff if they just stop transmitting useless data, which means if you've never talked to this person ever, but they've been on your friends list for a year, then why do they need to transmit that data to your news feed? You know what I'm saying? If they just cut out people that you only interact with, you know, within the last couple of months or whatever, you know what I'm saying, then that kind of saves them a little goddamn server space. So I dig why they did that. You know what I'm saying? So that makes sense to me. A lot of people don't understand stuff like that.
At one point is that when you had talked to somebody in a long time, you know, they had posts up on, like, right under your suggested friends or whatever, or who you know. It would be like, you haven't talked to this person in so long, say hi, post up on their wall, too. But I think they stopped doing that as well.
Yeah, they stopped doing that, yeah. I guess, I don't know, but they did stop doing that. All right, so question number three. What is the best and worst part about Facebook to you?
The best thing about it is the suggested friends. The reason being I say that is, and it is what you touched on. It's like when you link up with people that you ain't seen in years, and you'd be like, oh, snap, this motherfucker got Facebook? He ain't even tell me. You know?
Uh-huh.
That's, like, pretty much, to me, the best thing. The worst thing is those fucking shoes. I don't know how in the world. And I had asked you about that, too, where you had commented on that, where I was like, how in the world do I untag this shit? You know, I don't want to see no shoes that, number one, I can't afford, that I don't dig. I even, why in the world are you going
to
send me?
What's easy for you to untag yourself? If somebody tags you, first of all, if somebody tags me on Facebook in anything that I don't want to be tagged in or I'm not associated with, I'll go and untag myself. All you got to do is when they tag you in it, go to the wherever it is, they click on it, because it's going to tell you you've been tagged in something. It's going to show up in your feed. It's going to show up in your notifications and say, you've been tagged. I'd be like, what the fuck is this? I go to it, and if I don't want to be tagged in it, I go down and remove myself from the tag. If you do that shit twice, that's your ass. You delete it.
What in the world y'all going to send me some Nike stilettos for? Like, what the fuck do I look like wearing them shits? I'm a dude. What the fuck you going to send me that shit for?
Right. So when people do shit. Yeah, when people do shit, but when people tag me and shit that I don't fuck with, that's automatic deletion over here with Blizzard. And I post that as my status. If you tag me in some shoes or some shit that I don't fucking associate myself with or anything like that, or if you tag me like somebody did one time, tag me in some shit that was fucking explicit and got me a warning from Facebook saying you're going to get deleted because you're tagged in this shit too, I'll fucking delete your ass. And I'm not even fucking playing. I don't give a fuck if you're my friend. You could be my mama. I delete you over some shit. You tag me for shit. Ain't got nothing to do with it. You feel what I'm saying? I don't give a fuck who you are.
Yeah.
So why I don't get tagged and shit like that? Because I repeatedly put that message up all about every 2 weeks. Tag me in some bullshit, I'm deleting you. So every time one of these little, I don't even really add those chicks with the bathroom shots with their ass posted up. I don't even add them silly hoes in the first place. You understand what I'm saying? Because they basically just, you know what I'm saying, trying to get a check, but trying to get a whole bunch of clicks and shit. They work for promotion companies and shit, so, like, fuck them bitches. I don't even want to be their friend on Facebook. You know what I'm saying? It ain't like they're really shooting their ass up there for me, because if they was, motherfucker, I'd be getting that picture on my cell phone. You dig? So, therefore, I delete their asses. I don't even add them, but if some kind of way, they trick me and I get added on their page, though. The first time they tag me in anything of the sort with a glow-in-the-dark shoe, bitch, you done. And the last time you tagged me. And I check my Facebook a million times a day. So you can do it. You'll get away with it for a couple of hours max. You know what I'm saying? Wrapped up, working, doing something. If I'm busy, but if I'm idle, when my hands are idle and my cell phone is by me, I'm looking at my Facebook. As soon as I see it, I'm deleting you. So that's how I handle that whole situation. I don't give a fuck who you are. Question number four. If you could change one thing about Facebook, what would it be?
I could change one thing.
Yeah. You could change one thing. What would be the one thing you would change about Facebook?
Okay. To answer your question with the question, you know, okay, that group, I'm a part of that group that say what the fuck you want to say. And when you post it up or whatever on the wall or whatnot,
right,
it goes into the main feed. But, you know, of course, those who are outside that haven't joined the group can comment. It's like, when if you're in a group,
No, if you're not, if you're in a group on Facebook, when you send something to, when you post something in the group, only shows up in your feed if you're in the group. If you leave the group, you won't see anything that people post up in that group. All I gotta do is leave the group.
Okay, there you go. That defeats it then.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? If you don't want to see anything that's in that group, just remove yourself from the group. It's that simple.
Oh no, I was talking about those who are outside who never even heard of the group.
Yeah, they can't see that. They can't see that post. You can see it because you're in the group. If you're outside of that group, you can't do it. And the Facebook group feature is also one of my favorite things because I have started two groups on Facebook myself. All right, I started K100 for those of you who don't know. K100, like I said at the beginning of the show, because I got a couple more people on the phone. K100 Internet Radio started as a Facebook group. It started out as a group of people. I made a group called K100. Say the shit you can't say on your main page. And basically, I made it a closed group to where, you know, if you're not in the group, you can't see it and you can't add. People got to add you in. You can't just look for it and add yourself. People got to add you to the group. All right? And you know what I'm saying? And that I made it because I had, like, my mom and other people like that on my news feed. You feel me? One of my baby mamas was on there at one point. That lasted about a hot week or so. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, just people who I didn't want to necessarily see everything that I was saying in my main news feed, I put it in K100. And so it got really popular. It got to be like 100 and something people in there, which is pretty decent because I wasn't just randomly adding people. People had to want to be there. You know what I'm saying? And we had in-depth conversations about shit. And in between that page and what I would post, the outrageous shit I would post now and then on my own personal feed, because I really don't give a shit at the end of the day. I would just block my mom or whoever out from certain posts. And people would always say, man, you should have your own talk show. You say some of the craziest shit, but, you know, you'd be dead on point. You'd be keeping it 100. So then I started the group, and then from that, it got so popular. The group got popular, and people was like, you should do it. And so I researched on the internet how could you start for a low cost way of doing a internet radio show. Found Blog Talk, and basically the rest is history. So that's basically how K100 Radio even started. It started as a Facebook page, a Facebook group on Facebook. So for me to even I have to absolutely pay homage to Facebook, because there would be no K100 Radio without Facebook. I would not be without fucking Facebook. If Facebook didn't exist, this show wouldn't exist. You wouldn't be here right now. You'd be doing something else with your life and time. Everybody on this phone line, all 22 people right now, would be doing something else with their life and time if Facebook didn't exist, because this wouldn't exist. This wouldn't have inspired me to create the show. You know what I'm saying? That's what inspired me, the Facebook group. So that's how it all started. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, that's the history of the show. Question number 6, which is the one that everybody's going to want to probably talk about. Have you ever had any drama come from Facebook? You ever had any drama come from Facebook?
I had a few, but the main one that stuck out like a sore thumb was when I was dating this girl I met in the club. There was another person who was sitting there sending me messages. I had known him from a can of paint. And this person was like, do you know so-and-so? And I'm like, yeah. And, like, you go with her. I'm like, yeah. Okay, well, I'm going to tell you like this. You know, you're going to need to watch her because she got two other men on her side.
Before you go any further, was this a guy telling you this?
No, it was some female.
Okay, it was a female. All right. I was about to get the guns out for the bitch nigga snitching out. But anyway, go ahead.
Yeah, it was some female. So, I asked a couple people around, you know, and I live in Camden, so, you know, you didn't tell you, my sister didn't tell you last night, it is a small area and a number of, like, controversy, rumors, and all that stuff. So, you know, so we all went to school together. So I asked a couple people, like, okay, so what you know about her? And it's like, okay, I would not believe one, I would not believe two, but if it's more than two hands of people that I can count on my fingers, then there's a problem.
Consistent.
So I confronted her about that. I confronted my then girlfriend at that time. And I was like, you know, so this person, my outside source, is sitting there telling me that you got two other guys on the side as your buddies. And she wouldn't step up to it. So I dropped their ass like a bad habit. Not being caught up in that web of deception.
So you basically, and let me get it, 850-419 is next. Basically, what you're telling me is, on the show, is you let Facebook break up your relationship.
Yeah, you can pretty much say Facebook was the catalyst of that. But
Facebook,
you know,
broke relationship. Because you would have never known had. Okay, did you know these people? The people who were telling you this, were all these people like on Facebook telling you, or were they like telling you in the streets?
No, they were telling me in the streets. Half of them I work with.
Well, that's not really. Facebook really didn't cause that drama then. Really? Facebook really. See, let me make one thing perfectly clear for everybody on the show. Pay attention, people. Facebook is not a drama starter. Facebook is just a website. You feel what I'm saying?
Yep, it is.
It's just a website. So if your girl was, in fact, a hoe and fucking with two other guys or whatever, Facebook wasn't the one that. Facebook actually did not cause you drama. If anything, from the way you told the story, Facebook saved you from making a fatal mistake from trying to wipe a hoe.
Oh, yeah, it is.
So Facebook didn't cause the drama. Facebook saved you probably from a lot of drama that could have came up because you was dealing with a hoe and you really didn't know it.
Yeah,
you should be applauding Facebook. So that really doesn't cause you But the question was, have you had any drama come from Facebook? The Facebook didn't cause the drama, right?
Okay, you're right, and the way you broke it down, that is correct. But, you know, the whole, yeah. But other than that, a couple from a minor things that I've forgotten about, not really. Not really at all.
Not really, right? When I ask you people the question tonight, all right? Have you ever had any drama from Facebook? Make sure you got your ducks in a row, people. Because make sure Facebook is actual catalyst. Because I put the question on there because people love to blame Facebook for drama. When it's not Facebook, it's the motherfucker using Facebook. You feel what I'm saying? So in that scenario, like he just said, don't answer number six, yes, you had drama from Facebook if your significant other is a hoe and you caught them cheating. No. The drama came because your significant other is a hoe. Male whore, female whore. You feel what I'm saying? Either way you want to look at it. Alright?
Yep.
But that's the drama. Facebook is not the drama. The drama is he was dealing with a hoe. And she got outed. That was the drama. So when I ask you question number six, everybody, just want to make sure. Realistically, most of you should be able to answer that question with a no. But see, I already see enough people with their hands raised up on the line that probably already had their little story about Facebook together already, ready to go. I will not let you blame my precious Facebook for your fuck shit. I will not let you blame Facebook for your fuck up. If you cheating this shit and your motherfucking wife looked at your fucking messages, inbox and shit, and caught your motherfucking ass cheating on Facebook, don't answer motherfucking number six with Facebook calling me some drama. No, it fucking didn't. Your cheating ass caused that motherfucking drama. Bitch, you got caught. Straight the fuck up, Charlie. Don't blame it on Facebook. I love me some Facebook. I won't let you talk down about Facebook on my show. Fuck that. Homie, hang on the line, all right? Stand by.
Yes,
okay?
Sir.
All right. Yes, 850-419, what's poppin'? You on K100 Internet Radio, what it do?
Not much.
Thanks for calling the show. Who's this?
Audrey.
Oh, Audrey, what's happening, babe? Thanks for calling the show. Welcome back. 347-934-0966, that's the number to dial into the show. 347-934-0966, that's the number to dial into the show. You dig? K100 Internet Radio, I'm your host, Blizzum. Episode 183. Facebook. Audrey, what you think
yes.
about Facebook? What you think about Facebook?
Oh, I love it.
You love Facebook? Me too. I love me some Facebook, Shawty. Love me some Facebook. I don't know what the fuck I do myself without Facebook. I don't know what I did with myself before Facebook. What was I doing? I don't know. I was wasting an enormous amount of money pressing up too many motherfucking CDs trying to get this shit out to you goddamn ungrateful motherfuckers. That's what I was doing. Now I'm just tagging your monkey ass. How about that? I'm gonna tag you in a post writer's motherfucker and save a cup of change. That's what I'm gonna do. Nah, but for real, I got on Facebook to promote my music. That's what I got on here for. And then I realized just how many people. See, I was a MySpace junkie at first. I'm a MySpace convert, all right? I started out as a MySpace junkie. But once I got on Facebook and realized how many people who were not into music that I still knew were on Facebook, or how many people who were into music but didn't like MySpace, they liked Facebook better, I had to switch. I had to switch. You know what I'm saying? I had to switch. I was actually behind the time converting over to Facebook from MySpace. It took me a little longer than other because I was so avid about how much MySpace was the shit. You know what I'm saying? As far as promoting. You know what I'm saying? But, once I really got on Facebook and realized just how many people really are on Facebook, like, you know, average everyday people who, you know, I had to switch. I had to give it up. I had to give it to Facebook. So I switched over. So you love Facebook, huh?
Yes, I do.
Okay. Would you say you're a Facebook junkie? And what do you what do you use it mostly for? What do you use Facebook mostly for?
Socializing.
What do you be more specific?
Talking to old friends, like catching up, and actually being nosy, seeing how the other half lives.
Seeing how the other half live, really?
Yeah, see what's going on in the streets since I don't catch all the events. You know, people taking pictures, you feel like you there.
So, you know what? I like that part about it. I like that part about Facebook. You feel what I'm saying? You know what I mean? I like to live some of my people's lives vicariously through Facebook. I like to see people who are doing big things or who went somewhere and had a good time. You know what I'm saying? Post up the pictures. You know, sometimes it kind of makes me like, damn, I wish I was there, kind of, sort of, if they look like they had a good time. But I still love to see that, you know, my peoples are doing good and they living their life. You know what I'm saying? That's good to me. I fucks with Facebook because of that, too. Of course, like I said, my answer to the question is mostly for promotion purposes. But I did connect with a lot of old high school friends and stuff like that with Facebook. I do give Facebook props for that. I do. That's probably the second thing I liked about it when I got on here. You know what I'm saying? Because at first, it was difficult for me to promote music because until I found out the best way to do it is by using ReverbNation.com. Once I found out about ReverbNation.com, then I really was sold on Facebook because I was like, okay, now I can promote the music and I can reconnect with my friends and check them out and do all that, because I wouldn't be on here as much if I couldn't promote the music. That'd be the honest truth. I'd still be on MySpace. But once I realized I could do it with that, I pretty much became addicted. And I'm on the
Well, actually, that's how I noticed you, from the music, from the videos that you were posting.
See that? See, you see what I'm saying? Right there, right now, that Facebook has already, just with that one person, has proven its worth for me. Because once again, my favorite thing about Facebook is, once again, ladies and gentlemen, this shit is free.
You don't pay free advertisement.
You don't pay to use Facebook. Audrey, real quick, real talk. And the next question, you feel me, that's coming up basically is alluding to this. Which the question number three is, what's the best and worst part about Facebook to you? And before you answer the question, because I got people jumping on the phone lines now, I said the best thing about Facebook is the fact that it's free. There is nothing, and I repeat, absolutely nothing on this planet that more people use more frequently that you don't pay for. Can you name one thing that even comes close besides Google?
Not one. Yeah, I didn't even check my Yahoo Mail as much as I go.
Right. But even still, nothing. You can say your email, nigga. No, nigga, you do not look in your email more than you look on Facebook. Get the fuck out of here.
Not at all.
Nigga, most of your email is shit people done posted on Facebook. Nigga, stop playing. You ain't that important, nigga. You ain't that important. Stop it. You know what I'm saying? So let me ask you the question. You answer the question, RG. Question number three. What's the best and worst part of Facebook to you?
The best part, like I said, the freeness and the social aspect of it all, like catching up on everybody else. And the worst part is the lack of privacy on some parts of it. I would like for more things to be a little more private than it is, but really, if you don't want nobody to read it, don't post it. That's just the way I feel. But
right.
Sometimes I can not deal with the privacy because I have where people aren't even your friend. They can go through a friend of a friend and look at your business. That part I don't like. You ain't my friend. Don't be viewing my page type crap.
Right. I feel you on that. You know what I'm saying? So I think that the privacy shit is set up, you feel what I'm saying? You know, that at the end of the day, You say it's private. You can go in and change your privacy settings. But at the end of the day, if you really read the disclaimers on Facebook, it really ain't all that private. And I think that might be the biggest drawback. But like I said, if you really... People can find you on Facebook. You understand what I'm saying? They do sell some of your information third party, depending on what you will, you know, even your most basic information is accessible from third parties through Facebook. Like the way people, you know, they have these applications that attach on to it and they can get your information like that. I hate that part about Facebook. I think that's the number one drawback to it. You feel what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's the biggest issue.
Yeah,
but they got to make money somehow, and that's.
Right.
They
got to
sell something.
Right. But
that's none of them.
Right. In order for it to be free, they have to do that. So if a couple of motherfuckers, one thing about it, if you're really trying to hide from motherfuckers like that, you don't need to be on Facebook.
You don't need to be on no social network.
Right. You get off. Just get the fuck off. You know what I'm saying? Straight up. All right, question number four.
As the witness protection.
Right. You know what I'm saying? Why are you on here, nigga? This is called social networking. You know what? One more thing, people. And they named the movie The Social Network. Please, you know what I hate? You know what I hate about people? Because this is not Facebook's fault. This is what I hate about people on Facebook. This is what I hate about some people on Facebook. Because Facebook is good. But what I hate about some people on Facebook is that they get on Facebook, post up shit on their fucking news feed that you know that we friends, and unless you block me from the post, you know I can see it, and then get mad when you comment on it. You get mad when you comment on it. Because I don't agree with what the fuck it is you said.
Yeah, because you made yourself look stupid.
Yeah. Why are you all in my post? Why are you all in my conversation? You stupid bitch. You put it in a news feed. But you only wanted certain motherfuckers to goddamn see it. You should have inboxed them, dumb hoe.
Yeah. That's the way I feel about it.
You're a fucking retarded.
If I see it, I'm going to read it, shorty.
Yeah. The fuck? If I see it, I'm reading it, and I might say some shit. That's why every 2 months I put a disclaimer up on my page. If you are my friend, I might comment on your shit at any given moment. If you do not like this, delete me now. Do it now.
Exactly. You can unfriend my ass.
Yeah, unfriend me. I'm not
500 and something. I won't see you missing.
I got 1,000. Fuck you. Fuck you. I don't need you. You know what I'm saying? I don't care. It's only about 20 to 30 people on Facebook that I really care if they would delete me to the point where, and I got their phone number, so if they delete me, I'm going to call them and be like, what the fuck? Why did you
exactly.
delete me? It's about 30 motherfuckers. Most of them are in K100, my private group. You feel what I'm saying? So, you know,
exactly.
If you ain't in K100, if you're not in K100, the private group, it's a great chance that I don't give a fuck if you delete me. Straight up, you know?
Feel free. It's just a hit. It's a click on the X.
I mean, it's a great chance. I seriously don't give a fuck about you deleting me if you're not in that group. It's only a couple of people outside there, like a couple of family members. And a lot of my family members, they really don't be on here a lot. So if they delete me, I'm like, what the fuck do? I don't even talk to you anyway, and we family. You know what I'm saying? So whatever. You know what I'm saying? I'm not going to lose no sleep about it. All right. Next question, Audrey. Question number five. Would you be upset if Facebook shut down? Would you be upset?
Oh, hell yeah.
I'd be mad.
Saving money on my phone bill and all kind of shit.
Would you pay for Facebook? Would you pay for Facebook?
Would I pay for it? Depends on the rate. I'm willing to go a limit. I got a limit on what I'm going to pay for.
How much would you pay for Facebook? If they told you right now, look, we're going to shut it down unless you pay what? What would be the one? What would be an amount where you'd be like, I'll pay it. Fuck it. I use it that much. What would you pay?
My limit is 50. 50 and under. They top 50, they can drop me.
A month? Or what?
Yeah, monthly.
Nah, I wouldn't pay nowhere near 50. I pay $4.99 a month max for Facebook.
Oh yeah, you talking like a Blockbuster bill.
Yeah, $4.99 a month. I pay $9.99. Well, then it jumped up to $13 for my XM radio, and I was addicted to that. I might go up to 10, because I use Facebook, but every time I got in my car, I had my XM on. Like, I hadn't listened to FM radio in years once I got XM. So I was addicted to that, and I paid those $13 happily. So I probably would pay $13 to $15 for Facebook a month, because I use it that much.
Yeah, it's worth it, because I know I'm saying I get my 30 days a month at least.
Yeah, I probably pay that much money. Hey, Billy Bad Phoenix. Billy! Billy's gone. His number's still up here. I didn't ask him that question, so I was going to go back to him. Question number six. Have you ever had any real drama come from Facebook?
No. I'm drama-free on Facebook. Just like we just finished the unfriend shit. You start drama on my page, you unfriend it. So I don't see the drama.
Right. As soon as you start unfriending my page, I'm unfriending you. You feel me? I've never had any real drama. I don't even call it drama because it was nothing drama. It was just something that made me vent. And that happened on Facebook was I went to a wedding and I took some pictures with my son's mom, and I had people inboxing me, questioning me about the picture as if two of the people who asked me the question, I'm like, bitch, what are we, fucking kill yourself? And we wasn't. The other people who were just being fucking nosy, it was kind of agitating because they were asking, you know, shit that just really was none of your business just because I took a picture with her. You know, we just took a picture. We took about four or five pictures together at a wedding. And so I posted them up on Facebook because it was a mutual friend's wedding. And people just took it all out of context and stuff like that. I really didn't give a fuck, but I felt like, why are you... I kind of vented about it because I was like, why the fuck are you even asking me these motherfucking questions? Who the fuck are you? But at the end of the day, it really wasn't any drama because I really didn't give a shit about any of the people who asked me the questions. I just didn't like the fact that they was being fucking nosy. And that didn't even include
that's
everything
me.
About it. You know what I'm saying? You feel me? Yeah, so that
well,
was
like
it.
Like I said, if I cared anything about them talking, I wouldn't have posted it.
Let me ask you this. Are you in a relationship? You're married, right?
Yeah.
Are you Facebook friends with your husband? Is he on Facebook?
Oh, hell no.
Whoa! What's wrong with that? What's wrong with being Facebook friends? What you do? Huh?
No.
Why?
None of the family, none of that.
Got the high, Audrey. Got the high, Charlie. Huh?
That would be that's a setup.
What? Stop it. What do you mean it's a setup? How is that a setup?
That's like going through the cell phone. I don't go through yours, don't go through mine.
No, we can socialize at home.
We ain't got to socialize on Facebook.
Wait. Uh-uh, Charlie. Uh-uh, hell no. That's not like going through your phone. Because I didn't ask you, would you give him the code to check your Facebook messages or anything like that. He just has your Facebook, so you can block content. He doesn't have any access to your private inbox. If you is doing some whole shit and creeping on your man, I'm just saying, if I would like to think that you have enough sense to not have the nigga you fucking on the side as a Facebook friend. And even if you dumb enough to do that, I know this nigga finna not be goddamn putting shit up on the wall or sending you inboxes about what the fuck y'all got going on Facebook. Right?
Right.
Okay, so why can't your husband be your Facebook friend?
We ain't them type of friends. I don't need to socialize with you on Facebook when I got to look at you.
No one said that he's going to come and you have to talk to him on Facebook. So
yeah,
what's the big difference? I don't know. Is he on Facebook?
He comments, you know what I'm saying? No, he ain't on Facebook at all.
So that's the point. If he's not even on Facebook, it's cool. But what if he was on here and he sent you a friend request? You gonna deny your husband is your friend? You
yes,
gonna deny?
Sir.
Really?
Yes.
That's some bullshit, Archie. I could not trust you if you was my wife. Why can't be your friend on Facebook?
Yeah, you can't be my friend.
I'm not asking to check your inbox. I'm just saying, why can't I be your friend on Facebook? Why wouldn't I want to see the stuff you post up on Facebook?
Because you wouldn't like my other friends.
Why not? Because let me get this straight. This is the thing about you women. You mean I wouldn't like the fact that all these other motherfucking niggas be talking about how fine you look in your picture, Shawty, what's good, blah blah blah, and all that, right? I wouldn't like that, right?
Exactly.
How about you be a motherfucking real motherfucking woman and wife and check these niggas and say, man, I'm married. Don't post that shit on my motherfucking page.
Well, I do that too. But you know, every now and then you be a little bored. You might chitter chat for a minute before you reveal all that.
I'm telling you, if you have to
read my profile and realize that if they married, then I ain't got time to be telling, explaining.
Yeah, here we go.
Niggas don't even care that your profile said that you married, and they try to holler anyway. It's so dumb, they don't inbox you. They put it on your wall.
And that's what the delete button's for.
Well, I do that too, but if I'm at work, I can't always catch it.
Okay, if a nigga holler at you on Facebook or say some old out-the-way shit on a picture, and you ain't even responded back to it, if I'm your motherfucking husband, I'm not finna get mad at you because a nigga posted, if you got a picture on Facebook, of course, I don't know why you got a picture on Facebook if you're married with your ass all tooted up in the air and shit for everybody to motherfucking see. But if you do got one of those pictures.
That's some trifling shit if you ain't married.
Yeah, you know, if you do got one of them pictures up there, okay. You know what I'm saying? I'm saying that's cool. But if a nigga say something about that picture on your Facebook and you don't even respond back to it, if I'm your motherfucking husband and I'm a real motherfucking man, all I'm doing that is seeing you. I'm looking at that like, yeah, my old lady bad, nigga. Everybody be talking about how fine she is on Facebook. I'm loving it. That's going to make me beat your pussy a little harder tonight just thinking about it. You feel what I'm saying? Right. That's me. What kind of guy I am? You feel what I'm saying? So I'm not really tripping about the fact that if I'm in a relationship, now she can't have access to my Facebook code and be checking my inbox and no shit like that, because that to me, that is like checking the phone. But I can be friends with my wife on Facebook. You feel what I'm saying? Because you shouldn't be flirting back and forth with them guys if you're married now, Audrey. Come on. Come on, shawty.
You're right.
You're right. So, you know what I mean?
I'm feeling like you got a little T.D. Jakes in you tonight.
I'm just keeping it what I do. I'm just feeling it. If your husband was on Facebook and he sent you a friend request and you denied it or you ignored it, we're gonna have some motherfucking problems in the household, y'all. It's gonna be some beef.
Well, we'll be beefing. I suggest that he don't send me one.
Wow.
None of your friends either. I don't want none of them on my Facebook.
Right, motherfucking now. And sit and dare your ass not to goddamn answer. I wish you motherfucking would don't answer that request. I wish you straight up. How you gonna not answer my request, my friend request that we married? What kind of shit is that? So you more friends with this nigga over here? Oh yeah, we got some issues. We got some motherfucking problems. It's a problem, Houston. It's a problem. Straight up. All right, Audrey, thanks for calling the show, though. I appreciate it. You dig? I got people raising their hand. We're going to see what's popping. We're going to see how many people really love Facebook, what they think about Facebook. I'm a Facebook junkie. I'm on the face crack. All right? I keep me a bag of it. You know what I'm saying?
And make sure you ask them that same question if they got their husband or their spouse as a friend on their Facebook.
I'm going to ask them. Matter of fact, Billy Bad Phoenix. I don't know what Billy Bad Phoenix said. He done gone. Hit the number one back again when you get back on the line. I don't know what he's doing. But anyway, hold on, Arja. I got four more people with their hands raised up. I got plenty of people on the phone line, but you know how people come on my show and they get scared. I intimidate people, they say. Because I talk so motherfucking, I'm so harsh. I'm so emotional, they say. So they're scared to talk to me. I don't.
Because you go hard on them sometimes.
I'm just saying. Arja, I love you, but I don't know. You suspect.
Yeah, I know.
You suspect. Stand by. All right?
Yeah, I know.
All right. Michigan girl, 912, you on deck after that. Michigan girl.
What's up? What's going on?
Thanks for calling the show, babe. 912, you on deck after that. K100 Internet Radio, welcome to the show. I'm your host, Blizzum. 347-934-0966. That's the number to dial into the show. 347-934-0966. That's the number to dial to the show. Episode 183. Yeah. Face crack. Also known as Facebook. Michigan girl, how do you feel about Facebook in general?
I love Facebook.
You love Facebook? Do you really love Facebook?
I really love Facebook. I think I'm addicted to Facebook.
Oh, okay. You think you're addicted to it, you said?
Yes.
So question number two, which is, would you say that you're a Facebook junkie? Oh, Billy Bad Phoenix sent me a message saying he's eating. Oh, my bad, Charlie. My bad. I'll get back to you. I'm going to ask you the question, Billy Bad Phoenix. Would you have your girl or your old lady, your Facebook friend? I'm telling you right now, ladies, if your husband can't be your Facebook friend, you a hoe. Fuck it. I'm going to put it out there. Audrey, you might be a hoe. You might be. You might be, Audrey. Audrey kind of nice looking. Audrey's kind of nice looking now. I'm just fucking with you. You my dog. Question number two, Michigan girl. Would you say that you're a Facebook junkie? You said yes. And why do you mostly use Facebook?
I mostly use Facebook just for staying in touch with old friends. I actually do play some of the games on Facebook, listening to music. I just be all over the place on Facebook.
So you really use all of it. You watch the videos. You talk to the friends. I don't play any of the games. I think, you know what? To me, that's the most annoying part about Facebook is the game requests from people.
Well, I ignore a lot of the game requests. There are only a couple of games that I actually really got into. Like, all the rest of it, like Petville, Farmville, I ignore all of that. But for some reason, I actually got into the Mafia game.
Now, see, I used to play Mafia Wars on
Mafia Wars. I got into Mafia Wars when I got on Facebook, and I was kind of into the little cafe world for a minute, but I got sick of that. I was like, I can't keep remembering to go in here and make food and all of that. So I play, like, the little actual card games. I play Uno sometimes, and I play the little Bejeweled game. So mostly just the games that I don't get requests for that I can just go to when I want to.
Okay, all right. Yeah, I don't play, like, that's the part of Facebook that makes a lot of money for Facebook. I was looking at a special. They were saying, you know, just off on what game was it? God damn it! It was one game that they have that made $500 million last year. What was it? I think it was Farmville. You know what I'm saying?
People get so addicted to it that they start to get more stuff. They get they pay money to get more credits and stuff.
Right.
See, I ain't going that far.
Right. Right.
For a minute I was into Mafia Wars. I was on there like every day, 2-3 times a day, trying to kill people and all kind of stuff.
Wow. I did play Mafia Wars when I was on Tag, but I mean, I don't even use any other social networking site like I do Facebook anymore. Matter of fact, what I did now, the only other two social networking sites I have are Twitter and MySpace, and I link them to my Facebook. So when I say it on Facebook, it goes to one of them or some shit like that. Only other site I use really besides those are Reverb Nation, which is my main music site, and that's pretty much it. An email. So that's how it is for me. So you're a Facebook junkie. You use it for various reasons: gaming, socializing, whatever. Question number three: what is the best and worst part about Facebook to you?
I actually have to say the best part about Facebook is that it's free.
Yeah. Right. Exactly. That's got to be everybody's answer for that. No one pays for Facebook as much as you're on it. You don't pay.
Right.
It's free. God, nothing else is this sweet that's free. Nothing.
Right.
Not TV, because you got to pay for cable if you got cable. That's not free. You got to pay Comcast.
Right.
All right? Your phone, your cell phone, got to pay T-Mobile or whoever you got.
Oh shit! I'm glad you said that. Did you pay my damn cell phone bill? I'm sorry.
Also, the internet itself is not free because you pay for internet service. But once you pay for that service, you don't pay anything extra to use Facebook. It's totally fucking free. God, wait. What's the worst part? What's the worst part?
The worst part for me about Facebook is. They keep changing shit.
Yeah, that's getting on my nerves too. They keep on fucking with shit.
I mean, because just when you get used to something, I'm like, okay, I'm good, I'm comfortable, I'm good. They throw something else in there, and you're like, well, what the fuck? And of course, every time they change something, you have to go back and reset your privacy settings again, because that's what a lot of people don't realize, is that every time Facebook makes a change, you have to go back and redo your privacy settings, because when they make that change, it kind of knocks all your settings out, so you have to go back and redo them.
Yeah, I need to probably go do mine then. Shit. All my shit probably out. Ain't no telling.
Yeah, that's how I found out that my cell phone number was out there, because when I first signed up for Facebook, I put it out there because I wanted to get the SMS texts when someone comments on my status or post something on my wall, because I'm at work during the day and, you know, I want to know, so I mean, that's how much of a junkie I am. I be trying to sneak and see what's going on Facebook while I'm at work. But I had my cell number blocked. Well, every time Facebook changed, it unblocked my cell number. So this last Facebook change, I didn't even realize that my number was unblocked until people started calling me. I'm like, how the hell you get my number?
Wow. Well, you know what, matter of fact, now that you mention that, what's some Facebook etiquette that people are not adhering to that annoys you? I know for a fact that, let me tell you one thing off the top, everybody. If you're on Facebook, I don't give a fuck if that person's number is posted on Facebook. If you don't know that person and they didn't give you their number personally, don't be randomly dialing the motherfucker. All right? You don't know them like that, Shawty. Don't be just taking their number on Facebook and calling their ass, texting them and shit like they didn't give you the number. Yes, they should have blocked it on Facebook, but just because it's on Facebook don't mean I really wanted you to have it and call me.
Right.
Even still, I think that's one part of Facebook etiquette that people are just missing. And there is Facebook etiquette. There is Facebook etiquette. What else you got for me on that note? What else you don't want?
While we talking about Facebook etiquette, I think people need to understand Facebook etiquette. Please don't be posting your deceased loved ones or whatever pictures of them in the casket on Facebook. I mean, come on, let the people rest in peace. I think Shay was talking about it in K100 yesterday. But I had saw that too a couple of times, and I'm like, really? That is just where's your Facebook etiquette? Come on now, do we have to have a Facebook etiquette class? Because that is so not what Facebook is for. I mean, I can understand if you post on your wall, hey, rest in peace, so and so, or something like that. But really, do you gotta post pictures from the funeral, them laying in the casket, pictures at the grave site? I really don't want to see that in my newsfeed.
What the fuck is wrong with you people? Do you know one time on MySpace, it wasn't even on Facebook, but on MySpace one time, this chick posted up her little bitty kid. The kid looked like he was maybe two or three. Toddler. Died. Dead. And this bitch posted this shit up on MySpace. Numerous pictures from different angles of her dead baby in the casket. Bitches,
well,
you were
talking. Right. If your child passed away, I can see you posting a picture of happier times, a picture of them, and underneath it saying rest in peace or something like that. But to actually post pictures of them in the casket or them lowering the casket, the one that really got me, and this was in my newsfeed, and it was about a month ago, they were lowering the casket into the ground, and you could tell because they had multiple shots, and you could see the casket going lower. And it was a younger person's funeral, and the mother, I think it was someone back home, and the mother was really upset, and they actually caught a picture of her, like, holding on to the casket, because she was having a moment, she broke down, and she was just couldn't let go. But why would you post that woman's pain like that on Facebook for all your so many friends to see? I mean, that's a private, personal issue that she, you know, that's a moment that she's dealing with. She lost her child, and you want to put that.
Why are you taking pictures at a fucking funeral? What the fuck is wrong with you?
Exactly.
What the fuck is this? What is this? Michael Jackson's funeral? What is this? A celebrity? What the fuck is wrong with you people?
That's my other thing about Facebook etiquette. Please, please, please let the people rest in peace. Let us remember them in happier times. And not seeing them laid out in their casket.
That's just, I want to say common sense, but obviously it's not common sense. Question number four. If you could change one thing about Facebook, what would it be?
If I could change one thing about Facebook, I don't know. I really actually like Facebook for the most part.
You wouldn't change anything about it?
I'm thinking, give me a minute. Hold on a second. Wait a minute. You know what I would change? I would change the fact that whenever they make changes, that it unblocks all your settings that you already had set up. Just make the changes and leave my shit the way it was. Obviously, I set it that way for a reason, and not make me keep going back changing stuff every 2-3 months when y'all decide, oh, this is an enhancement. That's what I would change. Once you set your settings, you have to actually go back in and change them. That's what I would change.
I would make it to where no one could tag you in shit without your permission.
Oh, that's a good one, too. But, I don't get tagged in because I'm selective about my friends, and I only have people that I literally know or that, you know, that I know through someone, you know, and they make me know their music, and I feel like they cool. I mean, I understand you have way more friends, but when I'm tagged in something, usually it's something music-related or something I approve of. I haven't really been tagged anything that I don't approve of, so that's not an issue that I've had. But that is a good one.
I would make it to where every time people have to see, like they have to send you a friend request, they have to send you a request to be tagged. Even if they're your friend, they can't even send you the request if they're not your friend. But if they're your friend, they need to. If you're my friend, I need to get a request from you to be tagged. You feel what I'm saying? You know what I mean? So when you tag me or something, it pops up on my news and my notifications. You've been a tag request has been sent to you by such and such. So that would stop all these motherfuckers who just tagging you in random bullshit, Nike ads and shit. That shit would not show up because nobody, unless you really know that, but you, no one would really approve any half of those tags. So most of them wouldn't show up.
Right. People must know me really well
because
I haven't been tagged in any of those bull crap.
Nigga, they already know, nigga. Tag me and see what happens. See how long you be on my friends list.
Right. And I'm gonna delete you.
You gonna be on my friends list as long as it takes for me to see that tag. You know what I'm saying? As soon as I see it, bitch, you out of here. All right. Question 5. Would you be upset if Facebook shut down? Would you be mad? Would you miss it?
I would be distraught.
Distraught because you're a junkie.
I don't know what I used to do with myself because I was never on MySpace, and it took me forever to get on Facebook, so I really don't know what I would do with myself if Facebook shut down.
Right, because I was, like I said, I was already a internet promotion junkie with the music and stuff through MySpace, so I just converted over. But I actually spent more time on Facebook because on MySpace, it was all about promotion. It wasn't really about really just talking to people, and with Facebook, that's the difference. As an artist, we're all about promoting, so Facebook is still about promoting my music and getting out there, but it's also about just playing conversation with people, you know what I'm saying? Question number 6, and this is the last one, and we're going to 912. Have you ever had any real drama come from Facebook?
I've had nosy people try to use Facebook to start drama, but I won't say that Facebook caused any drama, because first of all, I'm single, so... there's really no drama to be had because I'm single, so I do what I want to do. But I have had nosy people that try to use my page and go back and tell exes or, you know, different ones what's on my page to try to cause drama. But it's not Facebook's fault. That's those nosy, snitch-ass people.
Right. Like I said, so... Facebook, my question number 6 is a trick question. I don't mind people telling me stories like you just told me. I don't mind the story that Billy Bad Phoenix told about the chick or whatever. Those stories are cool, but I just want everybody, and I want to hear those stories. I want to hear those, but at the end of the day, I want
to hear buddy.
Go ahead and tell me the story. Go ahead and tell me the story. I'm going to 912.
Okay.
I want the story. I just want everybody to keep it. I want everybody to take away from this show one thing, that Facebook doesn't start drama. Motherfuckers on Facebook start drama. Go ahead. What are you going to say? What story?
Okay, this is the story. I posted some pictures of me at a party, you know, just having fun, having a good time, whatever the case may be. So I'm from a small town, and most of my friends I went to high school with, like over half of my friends on my Facebook page went to high school with and all that. Well, my ex, my son's father, has some of the same friends, but we are not friends on Facebook. So one of our mutual friends, and I still ain't figured out who yet, but when I do, yeah, you get it deleted. But one of our mutual friends decides that he or she, I'm assuming it's a he, but he or she is going to, you know, tell my ex all about my pictures on Facebook, about the video I'm in on Facebook, just running down all my business.
Right.
My ex calls, oh, you a video chick now, oh, you this, oh, you in the club doing this, oh, you, I was just like, really? And you're concerned because why?
That could be drama up to a certain extent because if that's your ex, soon as you don't want to answer any more questions, I'm hanging up.
Right, exactly.
So,
but I understand that Facebook did not cause that drama because, as I said before, I don't put anything on Facebook I don't care about anybody seeing, and
right.
I'm single, so I really don't have to answer to him. But the fact of a nosy person trying to use Facebook to cause drama is what the issue was. But Facebook never caused me any drama because Facebook is a social network. It is what it is. People allow Facebook to create drama, or they're using Facebook in the wrong way that they're creating their own drama. Facebook doesn't create drama. People create the drama that use Facebook.
Would you let your husband be your Facebook friend?
If if I was married, of course I would let my husband be my Facebook friend.
Married? What about serious boyfriend? Serious boyfriend.
If I was in a serious relationship, my boyfriend could be my Facebook friend. I mean,
do
like
you
I
think
said,
Audrey? Do you think Audrey is doing some whole shit behind the back of her husband?
I don't know Audrey, and I'm not gonna judge Audrey, but I will say that I do know women as well as men that do what they call innocent flirting on Facebook. I'm not saying that's what they call it.
Innocent flirting?
That's what they call it. I'm repeating what I was told by one of my married friends who has a Facebook, but her husband is also her friend. But she said that, you know, like ex-boyfriends will hit her up and look at pictures and they do a little innocent flirting or whatever. That's what she called it. I'm not calling it that.
I want a divorce, ho. Fuck that.
So I don't know, Ari, so I'm not going to judge her, but if I was married or in a serious relationship and my husband or my boyfriend didn't want me to be his Facebook friend, I would think that was suspect. I might think you got some whole tendencies or you up to some slick shit is what I would think. But I don't know, Audrey, so I'm not going to judge her like that. She could be just not doing anything and just maybe feel some kind of way about her husband being her friend.
Some kind of way like she don't want to get caught doing that whole shit.
You keep saying that.
I'm just saying.
It can be Audrey, hold on a second.
Private little world separate from my married life. That's why.
You want to have a private little world? Did you not hear your wedding vows? You are one, Audrey. It is a wrap. You are no longer Audrey.
I've been with him 15 years. I know we won, but my social network is single.
What? Is that single?
But I'm saying we don't share that. We don't share my Facebook page. I see the people with profile pictures of them and their spouse. I don't need you on my profile.
No, a little too much. But does your relationship status say single?
No, it says married. I don't try to hide the fact that I have a husband. No.
Okay, all right. I'm just asking, Audrey, because I'm just saying it's real suspect that you wouldn't let your husband be your Facebook friend. I have the insecure type
that he will read anything into anything. Just me talking to on a social, on this blog radio, he would take that as something.
Where are my antennas? You married to a pig.
Yeah. You forgot?
Married to a cop.
He investigates everything.
That changes everything.
She married to a police officer.
And so he feeds into any little comment. It's not that I'm being flirtatious, but yeah, it's like I don't want to feed his insecurities.
Well, it's not Facebook's fault. He's insecure. Okay, I gotta go to the next caller.
Yeah.
I can't do this to people. I can't do it. Hang on. But all I'm saying is. That's all I'm saying. 912, you on the air with K100. What's popping?
Yo, what's happening, man?
What's going on? Who this?
This is Manny, man, from Brownsville, bro.
What's going on, homie? Thanks for calling the show. You dig? What's happening? 347-934-0966. That's the number to dial to the show. 347-934-0966. That's the number to dial to the show. Welcome to K1's Internet Radio. I'm your host, Blizzum. Thanks for tuning in, you dig. Episode 183. Uh-huh. Facebook. Homie, how you feel about Facebook?
I like Facebook, man. I'm a Facebook junkie myself, bro.
You is? You like
it? Yeah, man. Yeah, I'll be all in it.
All right. Question number two, you already answered half of it. Are you a Facebook junkie? And what do you mostly use Facebook for?
It's really killing time, man. What I do for a living, I'm in front of the computer all day anyway. So, you know, killing time, man, socializing, find old friends, you know. It's socials. That's it.
Yeah. But how many hours on average a day you spend on Facebook? Just round about.
Ooh, I work 9. Ooh. Anytime I'm not with a guest, man, I'm probably on Facebook, man.
So out of 9 hours, you probably on there about 4.
Yeah.
Do you use it at home when you get off too?
I mean, I got it on my phone and all, man.
Yeah, me too, man. I'm on the bad. I'm on the shit bad, man. You know what I mean? Like, for real. Like,
yeah.
I'm really on. I'm on the face crack, man. I can't get off
yeah.
it, Charlie. I can't get off the face crack. If they got that, nigga, I'm going through withdrawal around this bitch. Question number five. I'd be mad. Question number five. Would I be mad? But nigga, I might like get in a picket line about this shit, man. I got to have it, Charlie. I got to have it.
Oh, yeah.
All right,
they started charging. I'm going to try to make one for free, man. They came
yeah,
up off the wire, I can't.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? But I mean, at this point, like I said, if they started charging for Facebook, how much would you pay? I go up to about $15, maybe $20 a month, because I got addicted to satellite radio, XM radio in my car, to the point where I couldn't live without it, and I paid $13 a month for that shit. And I use Facebook way more than I use that motherfucker. So if I could pay them $13 a month for that, I know goddamn well I could pay them goddamn $13 a month for Facebook. I hope
yeah.
nobody listens to me all of a sudden. They say, fuck it, we, you know what I'm saying, start doing it, you know what I'm saying? I mean, for real, though. I mean, the only thing about it is, to be honest with you, though, straight up, Facebook wouldn't be what it is if they charged it, because there's too many people out here who really couldn't afford it that wouldn't be on it. You feel
yeah.
what I'm saying? So half of your friends list will be gone as soon as they start charging.
Yeah, no doubt, no doubt.
But, wouldn't be as interesting. Real, hold on one second, homie. Hold on. Hey, Michigan girl.
What it do?
What you pay a month for Facebook if they start charging?
Dude, if they start charging, I got Sirius satellite radio in my car, and I pay like $14 a month for that, and I love it. But I am on Facebook way more, so I would pay that. I would probably pay up to like $19.99. I would probably stay under $20, but I'll go up to $19.99 for Facebook, because that's how much I use it.
Yeah, yeah, something like that for me. Something like round about that for me too. All right, stand by. All right, man. Question number three. What's the best and worst part about Facebook to you?
The best part, man. You find I don't find people I went to high school with, man. I ain't seen since high school. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
yeah.
That's what I did.
Yeah,
yeah. That's one of my favorite
yeah.
parts. That's my favorite. That's the best part about Facebook. That and the fact
yeah.
that it's that and the fact that it's free.
And it's free. Oh
yeah. Yeah, totally free. What's the worst part? What's the worst part of Facebook?
What I hate when people just can tag you and shit, man.
Yeah,
I hate
yeah.
that shit.
Hell yeah. Question number four, if you could change one thing about Facebook, what would it be? I wouldn't change the fact that you can tag people. I would make you have to put a request to tag people in. You
yeah.
feel what I'm saying? Just
yeah.
like on, you know, like yeah, like a friend request. Once we friends, if you want to tag me or something, you hit tag. And then something pops up and says, you've been requested to be tagged in this photo or whatever. Approve or disapprove. You feel what I'm saying?
Yeah. Yeah.
That's what I would do. If they do that, it'd be flawless. It'd be flawless. You see what I'm saying? Well, it goes, it has its kinks, but that would solve, that would cut down on a lot of bullshit drama. You feel what I'm saying? You should have to ask permission to tag a motherfucker in some shit. Because people tag you in shit that you're not even in. You feel what I'm saying? So, what the fuck? I mean, come on, man. Question number four, though. If you could change one thing about Facebook, would it be that?
It'll definitely be that. It'll have
All right.
to be that.
All right.
Because if it ain't shoes, you getting tagged in. It's a chick that you never even met before with a big old ass sitting on the sink. You getting tagged in. You know what I'm saying? I don't know this bitch.
Let me ask you this right here. When they tag you in that bullshit, do you delete them or not?
Please believe it. I'm still looking for the next motherfucker. I'm trying to find a motherfucker that tagged me in these goddamn glow-in-the-dark shoes. I don't wear them shits.
Well, all you gotta do is click on the picture, and you'll see who tagged you in it, because you'll see who picture it is.
It's about 100 motherfuckers on there. So
But the originator,
okay,
the originator is going to be at the top of the page. At the top of that
okay.
picture, it's going to say, this picture is whoever's picture. You feel what I'm saying?
Okay.
Go to the top of the picture. It's going to be whoever profile, whoever picture album it's in, that's who it is. Delete that motherfucker. You know what I'm saying? That's
straight
what it
up.
Is.
Okay.
Straight up. All right. Last question. Have you ever had any real drama come from Facebook?
It's, you know, the unequal women-men shit that women can do shit that men can't do, you know.
What do you mean?
I mean, like your chick will put a picture up there and a nigga be like, oh, you so damn fine, shit like that. You know what I'm saying? But if a chick just say something on my wall like, hey, how you doing? Who the fuck is this bitch? Dude, who the fuck is this bitch? Like, damn, you want me to check up, but you don't want to check the nigga talking about, let me give you a tongue bath on one of your pictures? What the fuck kind of shit is that?
you
know what I'm saying?
did you hear my disclaimer about
That's what made me press one, homeboy. I screwed up. I always listen to your show, man. But that when you said that shit, that's what made me press one, man. Straight up.
Listen though, let me ask you this right here. You do realize that it's not really Facebook causing the drama. It's the fact that you got an insecure woman, right?
Yeah, I know.
Sounds like,
I know.
I don't know, but it sounds like you have an insecure woman on your hands.
I know.
Okay. So as long as you know, as long as you understand.
Yeah.
So let me ask you this right here then. Would it be a problem? Would you have a problem with the fact that your girl wants you to be her Facebook friend? Is that an issue? Would you be suspect she doing some whole shit?
Yeah, I would.
Okay.
Yeah, I would.
I think Audrey is gonna lose this argument tonight.
Yeah. Audrey is on some slick shit. Not only is her hubby not her friend, she fucking single.
No, she said she got married on there.
Okay. My bad. I apologize, Audrey.
Right. She said that her relationship status is married. But the fact that now the thing about it is this is the kicker though. He ain't even on Facebook. You feel what I'm saying? So that's her cushion right there. You feel me? Good, because he ain't even on Facebook. But if he get on Facebook, she said if this nigga send her a friend request, she ain't going to answer it. She going to deny it.
She be on that flick shit.
I mean, right then, Sean, we going to have a problem.
Straight up.
She said it's like going to your phone. No, it's not. I didn't tell you to give him the code to your shit so he can read your inbox messages. It's just your wall, your pictures. You know what I'm saying? You feel me? Why I can't see that? What the fuck? You know what I'm saying? Like, that would make me think that not only are you fucking around, you got this shit on Front Street on goddamn Facebook for everybody else to see. So I'm over here looking like Boo Boo the Fool because everybody over here see you flirting like hell with these niggas, but you know they know you married to me. I'm looking like a clown-ass nigga. That's how I see it. Fuck that.
Might be somebody he socialized with that he trying to hit. And he know her husband ain't on Facebook, so he can say whatever the fuck he want to say on her wall.
Matter of fact, Audrey, hold on.
Yes.
Have you ever considered the fact that he don't want to get on Facebook or whatever because the bitch he fucking on Facebook? I'm just saying.
Ooh.
It might.
Hello.
You could be right.
I'm just saying.
You might be right. But I'm all good with that. I ain't insecure about it.
Are you in one of those open relationships? I'm just curious.
Hell no.
Well, okay. I don't know what y'all got going on over there then.
Open relationship with me. No relationship. Ain't nothing open around here.
Well, goddamn. I'm just saying. You might want to ask him. Okay. All right. Stand by. I don't know. The jury's out with Audrey. The homie Manny says she on some slick shit. I tend to agree. Manny, thanks for calling the show, homie. Stay on the line, all right?
All right, bye-bye.
Appreciate it. 347-934-0966. That's the number to dial to the show. K1's Internet Radio. I'm your host, Blizzard. Thanks for tuning in. Keisha F's next up. Then I got 601, 434. You after that. Then I got Shay. I see Kia on the line. She didn't hit the one. Keisha F, baby, where you been? Keisha. Hold on, maybe make sure the mic is open. Try it again. Keisha.
Yes.
Okay, you here? Okay. All right. That's
cool.
Okay, all right, here we go. All right, so episode 183, Keisha, you know the drill. How you feel about Facebook? I already know you're a Facebook addict, so.
Exactly. I love it.
You love Facebook, right? What do you like most about it? What's your favorite thing about Facebook?
The socializing. That's my favorite thing.
The socializing? Is that what you use it for the most? Simply socializing?
Yeah, pretty much.
I mean, when you say socializing, what do you mean? Are you saying, do you play the games or do you talk to people?
I'm playing the games. Games need to be on ilikesillygames.com or something. I don't like those games.
Okay, so you just when you socialize, it's just the convo with the people. That's one of my favorite things about it. Also, just talking to people. I mean, I talk to people.
That's right? Spread the word. Silly. Whatever.
Right. After promoting my music and my movement and K100 Radio, my next thing is I like to just talk. I like to talk to people. That's why I have a pet peeve about people who are on my friends list who post shit on Facebook and then get mad when I comment on it.
Don't get mad about it.
Just
put it out there. You can't get mad about it.
Right. I'm saying, but don't get mad and say, well, why are you posting out? Why are you all on my comments? Bitch, didn't you post it on your news feed? I mean, if you wanted to be something only certain people can talk about, you need to make a group for that or send somebody an inbox message. But if you put it out there for everybody to see, then you want people to comment, right?
Right. That's what I think.
Yeah, one thing I would also change, by the way, I would also add a dislike button. Add the dislike button, Mark. Come on, man. Damn it.
I like
the
get the hell out of here button. Something.
Yeah, the dislike button.
Come on,
come on. The dislike
or you lying, you know you lying button. That's it. You know you lying. That should be a you know you lying button.
Lying button. Ah. I think I like it. What's the worst part about Facebook to you?
The worst part? I think the worst part is the game. I mean, I don't have an issue with tagging and all that good stuff because I have it set to where, you know, whatever I'm tagging, if I'm tagging, nobody can see it but me. So if I want it to be out there, put it out there. But you can change that setting, people. You can change that setting.
But wait a minute. What did you say? You can change it to what now? Say that again?
Change your tagged photos to where only you can see your tagged photos.
Aha! Uh-huh.
Yes, sir.
Where is that setting? Where is that at? Up on the photos?
No, it's under your privacy.
I've never seen that setting. Is that new?
You need to look. You need to go look. It's under, like, your photos and, well, you know how you go to the privacy and
right.
Your photo privacy. It's in there to where you can, you are the only person who can see your tag photos. Yes.
Oh.
It's in there.
What?
I can't direct you to it right now because...
I like that. That's cool. But I still think it still doesn't stop people from tagging you. So they can't tag you.
It's
just
not going to stop anybody from tagging you, but you get to see it before anybody else does.
I want you to have to, when you tag me, I want to send a notification to me. You've got a tag request, approve or deny.
Oh, okay.
I want it to be that way. You feel me? If you want to tag me, you got to send me a request and say, you've been tagged. Do you request approve or deny? You feel what I'm saying? I want them to put a setting in Facebook that does that. If they do that, they can cut down on a lot of bullshit. Not drama, but bullshit people. You feel what I'm saying? Because like I said, Facebook doesn't cause the drama. So if you could change one thing about Facebook, what would it be?
It would probably be sending the games away. I would send games someplace else. Those little requests for whoever Cafe World and sorority people and
Mm-hmm.
I don't need all that. And then a question game, somebody answered a question about you. I really don't care. Seriously.
Well, you can hide it when somebody does that. If you go over there and you click the X like you want to hide the post. If it's coming from a game, it'll ask you hide all posts for 21 questions. If you click that, then you won't ever see any of those anymore in your feed.
Oh, yeah. Let me go figure
that out, man. Yeah, all you gotta do is click the X like you want to hide the post. And then it says, hide all posts for 21 questions. And then you click that and you won't see anymore in your news feed.
All right.
Right. Try that. Question number six. Yeah, question number six. Last one. Have you ever had any real drama come from Facebook? Any real drama?
I wouldn't call it real, but I mean, you know, around Christmas time, we had that little blow up with the ex. But otherwise,
No drama.
I don't even call it drama. He calls it drama, not me.
Right. Facebook don't cause drama, but there was some drama created by someone via Facebook for you, is what
right.
I mean.
Foolishness.
Okay, foolishness. Yeah.
Let's
Would you should if you married, a serious relationship, should you be friends? Should you be allowed to be friends with the significant other?
I think so. I think it's silly to not be friends. I have friends that are married who aren't friends with their a significant other or whatever. And I think it's kind of silly, but, you know, I guess if you're on the outs, then whatever. But I think for the most part, yeah. I mean, why not be friends on Facebook? It's not like it's not like they are going to be all over your page all day, every day. They have their own friends. It's just a matter of, you know, you on Facebook telling the world your business. Why not tell people you're married, too?
So would you think do you think it's suspect? Do you think Audrey doing some slick shit? Hit the question. Audrey cheating on her husband.
know Audrey, so I can't say whether or not she's doing anything. But I do think that it's kind of, I guess she gets out because her husband's not on Facebook. But if he were on Facebook, I don't see why they couldn't be friends. I mean, I guess it's just a personal preference, you know, their type of relationship that they're in. You know, they may have that type of trust. They may have that just, you know, I don't even want to know what you're doing on your Facebook because I don't want you to know what I'm doing on mine or whatever. But she gets the out because he's not on. That's what I think.
All right. I'm up in the air with Audrey. I don't know. I mean, she is married to a cop. Maybe it's for the best. I'd hate for somebody to go get beat up or get a ticket, get pulled over for some bullshit, harassed by the pigs. You know what I'm saying? Just because the motherfucker said you look nice in them jeans. I've been on Audrey all night. I'll get up, Audrey. But I mean, I said that because Audrey that's ludicrous to me. I don't know. Oh, where did 601 go? I was just about to go to them. You got to be patient, people. Come on, man. I got too many people calling the show. I mean, the show is fairly popular. Give me a minute. I'm going to get to you. I was trying to come to 601 next. But that's okay. I got other people to go to. Keisha, thanks for calling the show. All right?
All right.
Sam at 601. I hate when people just get impatient and hang up. But that's okay because my people's on the line. Shay, what it do? Okay, what's happening? Can you talk? You sound like you're busy back there. You got a lot of stuff going on behind you.
I thought there was somebody else ahead of me, but I just thought now I had to go somewhere else.
Okay, all right. Episode, wait a minute, I hear feedback. What is that?
Damn it, man. Can you hear me now?
I said I hear feedback. What is that?
Can you hear me now?
I said I can hear you, but I can hear me talking in echo. What is that?
Oh, I don't know. Hold on. How about now?
Okay, yes, y'all still can hear it. That's going to be annoying. That's going to be annoying, but I'm going to go ahead with the questions. All right, here we go. Question number one, episode 183, 347-934-0966. We got about 15 minutes left in the show. Episode 183. She's up next. Shay, how do you feel about Facebook? How do you feel about Facebook in general?
I love Facebook. I am addicted to Facebook. I'm a junkie. It's my face crack.
Okay, you're on face crack. Why do you mostly use Facebook?
At first I started using Facebook to kind of reconnect with people that I hadn't talked to in a long time. And then I just use it for networking and for just keeping in touch with people in general. I use Facebook more than I use my phone.
Really? Because the most of the time I got my phone in my hand, I actually am using Facebook when I am talking.
I text a lot more than I actually talk on the phone. So with Facebook, I can be doing several different things at one time. I can be listening to music, watching videos, or online and talking to more than one person at the same time. So I'm not just limited just sitting still. So I don't probably even use my phone that much anymore unless it's just absolutely necessary or for businesses that it's not online.
Okay. What's the best and worst part about Facebook to you?
The best part is that it's free.
Right.
And like I said about the connecting with people that I hadn't talked to in a long time and that I probably otherwise would have probably never seen again. So I would say that's the best part.
What's the worst?
The worst part, I would have to say the little changes that they do are so annoying because they don't tell anybody about it until after it's already done. It just takes too long to readapt to what I've already gotten accustomed to. Every time they change something, it's just damn, now I got to go and get acclimated to this all over again.
Right.
That's the worst part.
Okay, if you could change one thing about Facebook, what would you change?
I like that part about what you said about the tag notifications. That would be a good idea. But what would I change? I would change the fact that they would have to send us a notification saying that they're making a change, that our settings are about to change, just a little heads up, just like they send notifications hey, somebody is just posted on your wall, send us a notification saying, hey, we're about to change this aspect of Facebook. I would like that.
Okay. All right. If you have you ever had any real drama come from Facebook? Your phone sounds horrible right now.
Hold on. Okay, I'm gonna fix it. Is that better?
Yeah. I guess okay. I still hear myself. You must be using a Bluetooth or something. I guess I don't know.
I am. But I'm in the bathroom.
Oh, That would be it. Are you on the phone?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
I'm on the phone, but I have to go where I can talk.
All right. I was just fucking with you. Question number six. Have you ever had any real drama come from Facebook?
Not a lot, but I did have a situation where I actually had to delete and block a family member because she was totally doing inappropriate Facebook etiquette. Long story short, she got on Facebook and was, like, chatting with me and read, I don't know how, but she read a comment that a friend of mine had posted, and I think it was on their page, and then took it upon herself to go and send a private message to this person telling this person that that comment was inappropriate.
What?
Blew it all out of proportion.
Yeah, I don't know who does that. So, do you think
I
Archie? Do you think Archie doing some whole shit?
I don't know, but she sounds a little suspect to me. I mean, I don't know, Audrey, if you're listening, I don't know, but that sounds a little suspect.
If you're married, you got a wife or whatever, boyfriend, should they be your friend on Facebook? Should they be allowed to be your friend?
Yeah, of course. I don't see what the problem with that is. I mean, if you're friends anyway, I don't see what the big deal is about being friends on Facebook.
Well, a lot of people are not friends without that just married.
Well, if you're married, then you should be that person's friend.
Yeah, should be. All right, I'm gonna move on because your phone is killing me with all the echoes.
Sorry.
All right. Key, what it do, babe?
What's up?
What's going on? Thanks for calling the show. 347-934-0966. That's the number to dial into the show. 347-934-0966. Got about 10 minutes left. Rock out with your dog. K1ch Internet Radio. I'm your host, Blitz, and thanks for tuning into the show. Episode 183, Facebook. Key, how do you feel about Facebook?
Jim? I was just going to listen to this episode, but I'm going to have to jump to our fence about some stuff. But I like Facebook. It's cool.
You like it?
Yeah.
Are you a junkie? Are you a Facebook junkie?
Yeah, I'm a Facebook junkie. I be on it all the time, my cell phone. If I didn't have Facebook when I'm at work, I don't know what I'd do.
What do you mostly do? What do you mostly use on Facebook?
I don't know what I mostly use.
You playing any games?
I used to. I don't really even play the game anymore. I used to play like Family Feud or Uno or something. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Not because we got other people to play with you. I just play, myself.
Okay. What's the best and worst part about Facebook to you?
The best part is finding people. My best friend. Like, that was my role dog, and she moved out of the city. So, I know that's the best part to me. The worst part is just having those people. You just got to know those motherfuckers on there.
Uh-huh. And there's no way to control them. You know what I'm saying? You feel me? You can control them once you find out who certain people are and what they're doing. Like you said, I'm glad you said that. I want to let everybody on the phone lines know. There's a little feature that you can use called lists that you can put people in.
That's what I
do. You know what I'm saying?
I have a list called nosy people.
You can put your friends on friends list called nosy, and you can put them on a list, and then when you send out certain things on your Facebook, you can put send out to everyone except that list, so they won't be able to see.
And that's
post.
What I have about two. I have three lists actually. I have nosy people, associates, and I have cool friends.
Right. So when you post certain things, you only send it out to cool friends.
And then and then certain, I don't even have to send it out to them. They just block from seeing my status anyway.
Now, why would you have a friend?
Some of them block. No, they block from seeing what other people, like if anybody else posts something on my page. They see my status, but, like Keisha said, they can't see if somebody tagged me on something and, all that.
Okay. If you could change one thing about Facebook, what would it be?
What would it be?
What would it be? What would you change?
I would change how they need to get their Facebook mobile right. That's what they need to do.
Yeah, they keep changing. It was good at one point. It was straight.
It was good, and they kept changing. They need to get the Facebook mobile app.
Yeah, they keep fucking with shit, man. Facebook mobile is fucked. They keep fucking changing shit.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
They jacking it up.
Yeah, I'm real mad that they changed the group shit. Like now, you know, when you create an event on Facebook now, if you put people in the group, whenever you send out the invitations, you can just click that group and then hit send all. They done turned that shit off. So now you got like when I send out the blast for K100 Internet Radio, it's about 700 people that I send out. I got about 1,100 friends, but it's about 400 people that I just like, I know they don't want to get a K100 invite or whatever, and they're not here for that at all, so I just don't put them on that list. Sometimes people hit me up, and if they get messages, they be like, can you take me off the list? So then I take them off the K100 list, so then whenever I go back and I do my invites, their name isn't even a name.
Yeah.
Their name is not even a name that I can highlight because they asked me that. You feel what I'm saying? You know what I mean? So, you know, that's cool, but I'm really mad that they keep changing shit. It's really annoying. It's like, you know, I wonder if the things that they change, are they getting
complaining?
I don't think so. Like for instance, some of the things I think they do to streamline the amount of data that they have in the process. You feel what I'm saying?
Maybe so.
I mean, there's a lot of technical jargon behind some of the moves Facebook has made. I think, in my instance, the thing that they changed about mine, I know, at the end of the day, if I'm sitting back watching it from their view, I'm thinking that they're trying to stop people from spamming event invites.
Yeah, pretty much.
But the thing about that is, which is retarded, if you don't want to get an invite from me, you still want to be my friend, but you don't want to get invites from me about events, all you got to do is just click a button that says, don't
see. But everybody don't know how to do that. Just like you didn't know about like how you can have what people can't see when they tag your mind set up that way too. Only certain people can see when I'm tagged in a photo.
Yeah, but I'm still.
So some people might not know how to do it, and they just complain about it.
But I mean, I don't know. I see what you're saying, but if somebody calls up to Facebook and they complain, type back and tell them all you have to do is block that from the person. Don't go changing everything. Just tell them people how to do it. If they do it, I bet they won't complain more. You feel what I'm saying?
Yeah, you're right.
I mean, why are you punishing the people who are legitimately promoting events on Facebook? That makes us not want to fuck with you like that. You know what I mean?
You don't really know who the majority is. The majority might be the ones saying, why I keep getting these invites?
But you already.
You might be in the minority saying that, like, you might be in the minority of people that send out a lot of events.
I know for a fact that I am because they're, as I got 1,100 friends, but I only get so many event invites.
That's what I'm saying. So if you're in the minority and the majority of the people saying, look, I'm tired of getting these events, so they're going to go with the majority. Whatever the majority of the people asking for, that's what they're going to do.
I understand, but what I'm saying
is, they're going to make it harder for you. Yeah, they're going to make it harder for you.
My question is, I wonder the people at Facebook, before they take all those complaints into consideration, do they email them back and say, well, we have a solution to that?
Yeah, all you have to do is this. Well, look at it this way. That's what they're going to tell you when they say, when you call to say, well, I want you to have to send a tag request. They're going to say, well, all you got to do is go in there and blah, blah, blah.
But what I'm asking them to do is not the same as what the solution. The solution to the problem that I may pose to people, there is an actual solution to it. But there is no solution to it because you still can't stop people from tagging you and shit that way. They still can tag you, right? Right.
But nobody see it.
I don't even want to see it, though.
Oh, Lord. You going to see it anyway. If they got to send you a request, you going to see it then. What's the difference?
Nah. Okay, question number six. Have you ever had any real drama come from FB?
Nah, no real drama.
No?
I had some little pop off my ex husband. We was on vacation 1 year.
Uh-huh.
But that was about it.
What happened?
Oh, he was tripping because we on vacation, and, you know, we had a little amusement park. They all, you know, he with my little one in the little wave pool or whatever. So I'm sitting in the little chair. I'm on Facebook chilling, minding my own business. So he started tripping like, why you always on there? And that, nigga, why are you worried about it?
Oh, no, that's not Facebook drama. That's not Facebook drama.
That's what I'm saying. Facebook didn't call, but he was like, you always on Facebook. You don't know what I'm doing.
Yeah.
I'm on here minding my business, so you just worrying about the wrong thing.
Yeah, that's not Facebook drama. So
I never really had no Facebook drama, no.
Last question before we end. For Audrey's sake, What say you about having your husband or wife be your friend on Facebook? What do you think about it?
I mean, I would do it, but I distinctly remember when you had the show about marriage and keeping things separate and private. Huh? Mostly everybody on the phone was like, "No, you just keep it. It's certain things you can just keep that private. They don't have to be on your Facebook page." I remember that. You said it too.
No. Like, I said stop. Motherfucker, I didn't. If you go back and listen to the episode, I said they don't need to have access to your Facebook account to where they can go in and check your inbox messages. Not be your friend on Facebook. That is not what I said. No, fuck, it's not. That's not what I said.
Okay.
That's what I said.
Okay, whatever.
Yeah.
Okay.
Right.
That's
right.
What you said then. Okay.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Right.
You was like certain things can be kept separate.
Right.
I don't have to be saying whatever. Okay.
Yeah.
Whatever.
You don't need to have access to my Facebook account where you can go in there and look at my inbox messages and all that. So whatever it is, I wouldn't deny my wife being my Facebook friend because I know if it's something I really don't want to see, I know I can stop her from seeing it. But I
wouldn't
give my...
So what's the point then? What's the point if you're just going to be blocking her out of shit?
Well,
it's
gonna
the
block
same
her out.
Thing. You might as well not even put her on there.
No.
Might as well not put her on there.
She can be my friend when I have an access to my fucking inbox. What are you talking about?
You know, I'm not talking about your inbox. You was like block her out of certain things, like
my
if
inbox.
You on.
My inbox.
Yeah.
My
okay.
inbox. When Audrey
okay.
said, like checking your phone,
you don't have
to know
about out of your inbox. They
that's what I'm saying.
They your friend. Your friends can't see your inbox. No way.
My point exactly with Audrey. If a nigga trying to holler at you, or if you ain't fucking a nigga on the side, he don't need to post that shit on your motherfucking wall. Inbox you.
But you know, that still make other stuff pop off. Like you can put a picture up and a nigga be on that. You know, they ain't show look good and all this and that. So and it make your significant other, even though you ain't do nothing to, you know what I'm saying, encourage
mm-hmm.
that. But
right,
it start causing
that's problems. Cool. So it's not because if I'm at, okay, that's not causing a problem. Your insecure ass
I mean,
nigga.
Some people, I'm saying that's what I'm saying with some people because it's a lot of insecure people out there. With some people, that will cause a problem. Like me, I'm like, I got a problem if somebody ain't looking at who I'm with. Like, who the fuck want to be with somebody I don't know that I want to look at and don't come
right.
from it.
Right, right. I mean, that's all I'm saying. All right, Keith, thanks for calling the show, babe. All right. All
right.
Well, everybody, at the end of the show, I'm about 1 minute late. I didn't even go ahead and shout out an after party because I'm not even doing one. But thanks, everybody, for tuning in the show. Before I go, Audrey. Oh, Audrey.
Yeah.
I'm not saying, you know, I'm just fucking with you. I'm not necessarily calling you a hoe. I'm just joking with you. But as you can tell, all of the callers said on the phone, that is a little suspect.
Yes, I agree.
Suspect. All right, I'm just saying. You still my dog, though. All right. K100 Internet Radio, you dig. Next week is spring break for my kids or whatever, so I'm not going to be on K100. I'm taking a vacation also. You feel what I'm saying? You know what I mean? Because I'm probably going to be, you know, on the road or whatever, what have you. Who knows what I'm going to be doing? But I'm taking a break. I haven't taken a break since I started this shit. Not a week off. I'm taking a day here, a day there. I'm taking a break. K1's your internet. I don't know what you people are going to do with yourselves. Good luck with that. But I'll see you guys the week after next for episode 184 of K100 Internet Radio. But I'm going on spring break with my kids, and we're going to chill. You know what I'm saying? I mean, you know, it's going to be whatever. I'm just not doing the show next week. Fuck it, I'm the boss. But I love y'all. Thanks for tuning in to K100 Internet Radio. I'm your host, Blizzum. Deuces, man. Deuces, man. Hold on, let me get the background music. The end-out music. Oh, you know what? I'm not even ending out with the end-out music. Hold on, let me stop the music. I'm not even ending out with the end-out music. Just for all my people on the podcast, I'm gonna go ahead and run this new Blizzum real quick. You feel what I'm saying? New Blizzum featuring Big Bully, featuring Big Swole from the goddamn Chainless Camp, real big, and I'm gonna end the show like that. Holla.
You are listening to a Slowdown production.